This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Look, if you go back 70, 80 years ago, they said the international man or the people that knew how to go to different countries, have different businesses, travel the world. That's a great thing. And then the globalists sold themselves as that, as humans working together and all the rest of it. Globalism is this global group of technocrats controlling everybody and then having secret agreements and secret groups and exempting themselves. That's the globalism we want to defeat. Bobby, I think you're getting at the point that we have to have copyright law where everybody's going to steal each other's inventions. And but it has to be transparent. It has to be public. The countries have to be there as units of that, as firewalls to an authoritarian global government. That's where I'm going with this. Bobby, real quick comment, then I'm going to go back to Mr. Malik.
Yeah, so I'm from Tokyo, and I wish that Malik would be our Minister of Foreign Trade and so forth, because we're so incompetent here. But the whole, one of the main points that I'm concerned about, which I'm interested in, is that with regards to North Korea, and it's related to Steve Pachinik's point, in that, you know, North Korea is already starving and nearly dead. And nobody seems to be interested in keeping that area alive. And why not? Wouldn't be an amazing feat for the United States if, like, Donald Trump would fly over there, say, hello, Rocket Man, and Rocket Man says, hello.
No, I agree, because as bad as I hate the communists, the people are slaves. They're totally brainwashed. It's a very – let's ask Ted Malik. That's a great question. What would you do about North Korea? Because, I mean, they're so belligerent. They're threatening all these attacks. I don't want a new war, but, I mean, what do we do?
Well, the problem is we've tried everything for more than 20 years, and we've given away the shop. Economic sanctions have, for the most part, either not been sufficient or have not worked. I mean, the allegation is that the Chinese and possibly the Russians control the economy, so you need their full cooperation in order to really put the screws to the North Korean situation. I'm not sure that there is a military scenario, but I think we have to keep that scenario on the table and hopefully come to a point where either they come to their senses, but because they're so irrational, I don't think that's likely. We have to hope that there could be, and maybe incent, regime change.
I agree with you, and really sell a new plan with Russia and China and the North to economically build them up, but they have to give the weapons up, agree, stop having a 10-year reunification plan. Instead, they just seem to be getting crazier and crazier with Kim Jong-un just firing missiles over Japan and threatening preemptive attacks. I got four children. I don't want nuclear war. I know the Russians and China are involved. But at the same time, this isn't like it's Iraq or something. This is a real lunatic threatening to nuke us.
Well, that is, in fact, the case, and he actually has some of those weapons now and some of the delivery systems, so if you put the two together, you can look at the circle or the arc of his possibility, and it's quite frightening. So we'll see. This might all end rather badly in a fiery way, as the president has said. But I do want to say that you're absolutely right, and we're in total agreement, and the caller, I think, has made this point. Globalism is the problem, not world trade, not relations between people, not the nature of give and take between nations. Globalism is an ideology. It's actually an immanentizing of the eschaton. It's trying to bring heaven on earth, which actually violates the first.
It's global
first
redistribution by a bunch of pointy-headed bureaucrats who become gods.
So we need to call out globalism for what it is. And that's what I've been doing these last few years.
An unelected authoritarian group of people on a power trip. Ted Malik, the new book, Common Sense Business Principles for Public Leadership. Everybody should get it. Let's talk more often. Thank you so much for spending so much time with us.
Great, Alex. Take care.
Get ready. Brandon Tatum. Tell everybody on Twitter and Facebook he's coming up.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, the 29th day already of September 2017. And if you're watching us on television, there he is, Brandon Tatum. Last time I checked, like 50-something million views in just 4 or 5 days on his Facebook channel that we're going to put on screen for folks as well. But this is what's exciting. As the silent majority of every color, we're all the same race, the human race, all red blood, all want freedom for our children, all want a future, unless we're globalist, I guess, speaking out and just exploding and getting now it's over 100,000 followers on Facebook. And they haven't banned him yet. But I was talking to other folks that have been sharing his video, and they say, yeah, they've seen it blocked. Let me tell you, in 6.5 minutes, this is a video I showed my children, because they hear about this NFL stuff, and they're little kids, and they're like, now what's going on with white people and black people? Because in my school, we all get along. What's happening? Or a lot of my friends are just black and white, or they're confused. They're innocent. And they don't know what my 9-year-old daughter doesn't know what's going on. I've got a daughter that's also 5 months old, 4.5 months old. She doesn't know all this stuff. And she's going to grow up, just tries to watch a football game, it's not family friendly anymore. And he just lays it all out better than I could do. And then I found out more about him. Former athlete, University of Arizona, current police officer in Arizona, born and raised in Fort Worth, Texas. It's always great folks from Texas, I got to just say. And went to Paul Lawrence, Dunbar High School, All-American High School player. And, of course, he is a great patriot as well. And so at the Officer Tatum, and, of course, Facebook.com/TatumBug34, YouTube.com/BTCruiser34. But let's play a few minutes of the video that's got over 50 million views last time I checked. He's got a bunch of other viral videos as well. Here's a few minutes of it.
All right. We're going to talk, but now y'all done made me talk. So look, this is my whole thing about this protesting and this taking a knee on the flag. For all you people who just seem to not understand, let me clarify this for you, okay? It's not about the act of protesting. It's not about the act of believing in something and pursuing it. It's the way you're doing it. I don't know how many times people have to say this. Listen, what does the American flag have to do with your perceived oppression? Well, what does the national anthem have to do with these issues that people are bringing up? It is a separate issue. The flag and the national anthem has nothing to do with what you're talking about. You're talking about an anthem of hope and unity within this country that have made people become great, that have made the poor become rich and give people opportunities. You're just talking about a flag that represents hard work, dedication, blood, sweat, and tears. Sacrifice. And the thing that makes me most upset is that you have these people who turn around and take a knee and want to attribute all the negativity to the flag and the anthem, but don't want to attribute the positive. Listen, if you feel that the American flag represents negativity and slavery and all this other stuff, then you have to give credit and credence to a flag that have given you an opportunity to go from cornfields and picking cotton to being the president of the United States of America. Going from being segregated, can't go to proper schools, can't vote, taking you from that point to now you're making millions of dollars to play sports. And you know who's watching you? White people. I'm sick of y'all coming up with these lame excuses. The reason why America isn't, listen, Martin Luther King had support, you could call it bipartisan support. He had support on both sides, from people in the movement and people outside of the movement, because he did it with respect. He did it without robbing Peter to pay Paul. He did it with integrity. He did it with a mission. He did it with tangible goals that were achievable through hope, faith, okay, and dedication.
It's powerful, but we've got him live right here, so I'm going to stop right there. We've got some other videos I want to get to. And it's confusing because you go to his channel, it's got 13 million views. On another channel, it's got 41 million views last night, and I still can't figure out Facebook, because I'll see one of my videos like 100,000 views and a million over here. Paul Watson had 37 million over here, and I've got a million over there. I mean, it's crazy how it works, but we've shown those to you yesterday with it, 41 million views, and then a bunch of others. It is just absolutely crazy. So let me just ask him out of the gate. First off, it's great to have you here, and I love the internet age, because I get to learn about all these cool people out there who are all one race, the human race with red blood, like Martin Luther King talked about, and all the eloquence of white people, black people, Asian folks, Hispanics, everybody, and all the great food, and all the great literature, and all the great movies, and just the true diversity that brings us all together, instead of the left and the globalists telling us how bad we are all day and trying to hijack football. But people want to just go escape with their families. I don't want to hear all this stuff when I'm watching football. They're hijacking it. They're taking it over, like Steven Seagal said. Just to have you there, though, it just makes me feel good, Brandon, and so many other incredibly eloquent people, because you said in 6.5 minutes what I've been trying to say just perfectly. So it's amazing to have you here with us.
Well, thanks, Alex. Man, I enjoy your show. I love your energy, and I'm excited to be here for sure.
And I know you're kind of getting ready to go on duty and stuff, so you only got about 30 minutes with us. Instead of me asking the questions, what finally got you to go public? What finally got you to start speaking out like so many other silent majority people?
I don't know, man. I feel like that I have an obligation to people. I have an obligation to this country. I have an obligation to my family to just keep it 100% real. And I felt like that when truth is revealed to me, I mean, I would be doing a disservice to people to not express that. And also the frustration is what caused me to start coming out, because I couldn't hold it in anymore, that I felt like I've been lied to. And now the truth has been revealed. I have to say something about it at all costs.
I don't mean to obsess over this, but I spent hours the other day trying to count it up just because I was the same thing. But the Super Bowl has like 80 million views. I counted up the copies of your video. It was like 50-something million a day and a half ago. Do you know how many views it's got?
I don't have a clue. I mean, I think I seen the views that you spoke about. I think it was 41 million and then about 13 million on my page. And I've seen a few other pages that have had a million here and there. So I'm saying at least 60 million or 60 or 70 million views.
One guy in his car. What does that say to the entire NFL, Hollywood, all of them? Colbert doesn't have 60 million views in a month. I mean,
that's true. That's true. I think what it says is that this is, like I tell people, it's not about me. It's not that I'm such a great spokesperson. It's that God has put me in a position to have a platform to speak on behalf of other people. And I think that America spoke by a guy sitting in the car, you know, spewing out his heart and millions and millions of shares of that one video. It speaks to what America really feels.
All stuff, folks. I apologize to stations. You just walked through it all perfectly. I get so angry because there's so much I can't say it all, but you were somehow able to just, I start stuttering. I get so angry. I don't know how you just laid it out so smooth.
Yeah, I think, you know, the funny thing about it, and people may call me crazy, but I talk all the time. I talk to myself. I talk to other people who are available to listen to me. So what happens is I ramble about this stuff all day long. And then when I get on a video, this is stuff that I have already been saying to myself. So I think it comes out smoothly after I'm on a video because I've been harping about it, you know, all day long.
It's incredible. We just found another video where it's 42 million views. I mean, it's just crazy. And again, they have red carpets and Oscars for movies that 10 million people see. And so I'm just showing how obsolete they are now that all this competition has come. And then that's only one part of the story. Then there's the whole story about what you said. And then the NFL is trying to double down, even though at first they said, okay, we may back off. Now they want to double down. And people are, and they're trying to get black folks to get into this, and this poll show, they're not buying it. What is the NFL thinking?
I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know if this is some kamikaze mission or what. I think what it is the liberal mentality. I feel like that these people are being, you know, tricked into, brainwashed into, forced into, shamed into acting this way. I think a few players decided to do something, and these owners are afraid of the backlash that they'll get from minority communities if they actually stand up for what's right. I have no idea what they're thinking about. This should not be happening in America.
You know, it's funny you say that. I was looking over here. They're now reporting that there wasn't one sack last year against the Raiders quarterback, but because he was the only guy that wouldn't take a knee, that the defensive line let him get sacked over and over again. And now the word is players are speaking out and saying, yes, they did let him get attacked. That is next level if they did that, because we saw this other Army Ranger fella who came out and put his hand over his heart, but they threatened to fire him. So he said, I apologize. I'm ashamed of America, basically. Talk about, I mean, imagine the bullying they're going through. That itself is so un-American.
No, it is, man. You know, and to be honest, I've been in locker rooms before. I know the pressure of wanting to be a part of a team. And you guys love each other. You know, as a team, you fight for each other. You work out together. You have a season. You have goals. I understand that dynamic. And this kid pretty much fell victim to that. He wanted to stand up for something, but this mob team-like mentality, you know, forced him into saying, okay, you're the outcast, man. You're not with us. And his love for the game and love for the team, he had to come out, as shameful as it is, he had to come out and apologize.
Apologize that he did his own thing. Because that's separate from the game to go out and put his hand over his heart. You can do anything you want now. You could even, one guy simulated pissing on the president when he made a touchdown. That's okay. But you can't go out and put your hand over your heart. It's incredible. Brandon Tatum is our guest. Police officer, patriot. The Officer Tatum on Twitter, Facebook, TatumBug34. And that's where you go see 13 million views. Go to other channels, 5 million here, 2 million there, 42 million here. I mean, it's just crazy. And again, that's just one of his videos. The other videos have millions. That shows folks love that truth. We'll be back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at KDArmor.com, CADIArmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you. how it works. That's not how any of this works.
I noticed the NFL commissioner last Saturday, when Trump said, stop disrespecting America and our veterans, he said, no, you disrespected the NFL. The arrogance, and there's this arrogance in Hollywood, and it's invaded television, sports, and it's really shameful that they're so disconnected, thinking they want praise from mainstream media, when the man we have on, Brandon Tatum, has over, I agree with him, 60-plus million views on one video he did, tens of millions of others on the other videos he did. That's bigger than all of them combined, but they don't care. They have this arrogance. It's like a force field they wear, but they don't get we've woken up to them, so they throw bigger and bigger fits. The economy's coming back. They're panicking. They don't know what to do, so now they're calling for killing cops. Big article, drudgereport.com, Antifa plans, civil war to overthrow the government. They're meeting in these basements. We've had undercover people inside them as well. My concern is these crazy people think they're invincible and are about to throw a big, violent, Charlie Manson-style temper tantrum. And as a police officer, Brandon Tatum, what do you think of this?
I don't know. You know, in situations like this, which is obviously like a national security issue, I think that our government should be able to handle these on a local level. I mean, we just have to be resilient. You know, we have to be, you know, watch our back, keep each other safe. Make sure that we're up on our training. You know, where I'm from or where I patrol, we haven't had any extreme activities, so I don't anticipate that happening where we're at. But we're always vigilant, man, because you just never know. Just like in Dallas, they're doing a protest, and then a lunatic starts shooting people. So, I mean, there's definitely a risk of some of these things. We probably don't have the information to know where it's coming from, but we always stay vigilant and prepared.
Sure, I was about to say, but Trump has only gotten a few levels below him in. This is deep state running this against the president. That's why I think it's so dangerous, because you're saying, yeah, the higher-ups, the feds, should be handling this. But we had, a month ago, we had folks on that had investigators just privately doing it inside the events. They're giving the feds the videos, people handing out the guns, saying, we're going to kill cops, we're going to launch this coming up the next few months, and then nothing happens.
Right, that's a little concerning for me, because I've seen some of the videos. You know, some people may want to act like it don't exist, but I've seen the videos of them meeting in basements, of them having their little tactical plan of trying to train to fight and equip themselves. I've seen videos of them coming with masks and batons, and, you know, where's the funding coming from? It's a huge issue, and you just wonder, at what point do we leave political correctness and we start really looking at these issues? Because these individuals, although it may not be in the city I work in, they're clearly an issue around the country. And a lot of people are pushing for them to be a hate group or a terrorist group. And I don't know why we haven't had that accomplished and had that widespread.
And they keep calling everybody Nazis when they dress like Nazis.
Right. I mean, these people, they're terrorists. They look like terrorists. They dress like terrorists. They suppress speech. They burn buildings. They burn property. So, you know, I'm not an expert on this. Just as a regular basic citizen, I can tell with my own two eyes that there's obviously something going on here. And it appears that the government isn't really taking it serious for political correctness.
I'll tell you what's going on. I've talked to a lot of high-level sources, and I've seen it, my friend, Brandon. They're going to use these people as the cover, as an attempt at a violent overthrow. That's why they got the NFL to do all this. You have counter-strike bigger than all of us combined, quite frankly, except for the president. He's had a bigger reach, but you're like number two now fighting this. But you think you've been even more powerful because he just neutralizes all their propaganda. But you look at this, they've got some special teams and people involved in this. Soros and others have done this in other countries. They want to use these idiots as their decoy cover for what they really do. They're planning something big.
Right. No, I agree with you. I mean, anybody can look at these videos that you're showing. They've been spread around the internet. I mean, somebody would have to explain to me, why are they covering their faces? Why are they in these secret meetings? I mean,
I've had the FBI and Secret Service here like 10 times, and I never called for violence, asking me if I'm planning violence. So why are these people still walking around calling for killing cops and beating people in the head with bike locks? I mean, why?
It's this mentality of political correctness. I mean, I'm telling you can go out and you can say, I hate police officers. You can say, I hate white people. It's almost as if you could go out and do that, and it's kind of pacified, like you get a pass. And at some point in this country, and I think Trump is doing a good job at trying to get it back in full circle. At some point, we're going to have to get to the point where we say, look, if it's wrong, we need to call it wrong. If it's right, we need to call it right. And I'm telling you, like, I think that you have a lot more knowledge in this than I do, but as a regular, everyday person, this is, it's concerning to me.
It is. Stay there. I want to ask you,
the empires on,
I want to ask you what Martin Luther King, as you said, would say about
Jones
this.
And the GCS.
Because all you're saying is what he would say. We'll be back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring. When we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state.
So it was Martin Luther King that famously said, you judge people by the character of their deeds and their conscience and what they do. Well, that's how you judge clothing. It's how you judge cars. It's how you judge food. It's how you judge your mate. It's off people's performance. But they've turned that around now, the Democratic Party and the globalists, to make it about, no, what group you're in. Well, we're Americans. And then they want to attack that symbol that they know Trump's using to unify people. And it's in the WikiLeaks. It's very, very cold-blooded. So Brandon Tatum is with us another 10 minutes or so. I really appreciate him joining us. I'm very excited about him agreeing on his own dime. I'm like, no, we want to pay for it. He's a police officer to fly out here and be on the show in studio next Friday. Follow him on Facebook and on Twitter at TheOfficerTatum on Facebook.com/TatumBug34, YouTube.com/BTCruiser34. Now, I want you to talk about what you want in the time we've got left here. But during the break, we were talking, so one more question about Antifa, their plans for a civil war. We were getting more into that, where you think it's going, what's behind it, and what you think they're going to do next. And then separately, just the NFL, the players are being told to do this. This is a big PR thing through Hollywood. They think it's, you know, the only thing they have left. They're so desperate. And the left doesn't know when to stop. They don't know when they're destroying themselves. So I want to get your take on all that. Just give you the floor, Brandon, for the next 10 minutes. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate you having me on again. No, I think that, you know, I'm kind of, to a certain degree, I'm kind of glad that they're doing some of these things because they're digging their own grave. I think that we can obviously see that the American people are starting to separate themselves from this foolery. You know, every 5 minutes you turn around, they're calling somebody a racist. They're calling somebody a homophobe to the point where now they're desensitizing the words. And when people actively are homophobic, when people are actively racist, it's going to go overlooked. You know, we can't even define the true racist and the true homophobic people and the true bigots of this country because they're labeling good, decent people as being bad. So, I mean, you know, like you talked about with the Antifa and all this other stuff, like at first it sounded like it was working well for them, but now it's starting to backfire. Now, when Antifa is showing up in gear, I even saw on CNN and some of the other stations that they're now condemning these people. They're now saying, no, these people are violent. These people are coming to these rallies looking for trouble. So a part of me is glad that this is happening because the liberals and these people who are far left are just eliminating themselves from ever getting elected, ever having positions of power because they're just so engulfed in the foolery. And I'm wondering, and this is a thing that I wonder all the time. I wonder what is stimulating this? Because some of these people who are politicians, who are smart, intelligent people with degrees, life experience, they're literally saying things in the public sphere that they know are not true. These people know that Donald Trump is not a racist. These people know that they were supporting him and they were friends with him and they were having drinks with him a long time ago. And now that he is challenging the establishment, now they want to come against him. Now they want to make claims against him. Now they want to lie about him. Now everything that he say, they want to be misconstrued on every level. He can't even be a patriot. The man can't even say that he want America to be together on something. Because if he say that, they're going to say, oh, this is the America that you want is the white supremacist America. And I think people are getting fed up with it. Me, I used to be a Democrat. My whole life I was taught to be a Democrat. I voted for Barack Obama his second term. And I came to the realization that I had made a mistake when I started looking at my values of being a Christian, of being conservative. You know, I'm not for, you know, gay marriage or abortions and all of this other stuff. That's not what I'm for. I stick with the principles of the Bible. It doesn't mean I don't love people. I love everybody because that's what the Bible teaches. But to interject that stuff into society without it being unchecked is something I don't agree with.
Exactly. Especially when it's targeting children.
Right, exactly. I think, I'm going to add this part. you know, with the and I'm not trying to go down a rabbit hole, but these things are really affecting our society.
No, go down a rabbit hole. That's why we got you here.
Yeah, I know. This is the perfect place. But listen, what happened is I've seen these people interject the gender confusion into young kids who I think is basically child abuse. As a young kid, you don't even know how to stop peeing in the bed. So how are you going to know what your gender is and who you love and who you identify?
And when an adult, my parents didn't talk to me about sex till I hit puberty or other people, and they got some teacher talking to my 5-year-old about sex?
Yeah, it's crazy. And like you said, and, you know, and I honestly, this is me being completely honest. I think people watch your show and they say, oh man, this guy's crazy. But you make points that we need to actually look at. Because why all of a sudden it's acceptable to interject that into the minds of a young kid? Why is it acceptable to be racist towards white people in this day and age? But like, what's stimulating this? Because there is no leader, no independent leader that I can point to other than Barack Obama to say that this person was leading us down.
It's Hollywood. It's Hollywood. It's in the WikiLeaks. They said the elites lose the control. We need class warfare. And the biggest way to have class is Americans like wealth, so that's kind of hard to do. And the Democrats are so rich, they don't make it about money, so they're going to make it about race. They're just getting us to fight with each other while they run off with the loot.
Right. That is exactly what's happening. Because you can watch it. These people are not affected by this, but they then put this energy, they put this negativity on us, like you and I. They want me to believe that you hate me and I hate you so that we can't work together to establish something positive. As long as we're hating each other, we're not going to communicate with one another, and then they can pander to us separately. And this is exactly what they're doing. And if anybody was to deny that, I would ask them to bring up some legitimate facts to disprove kind of the point of what we're saying here.
Well, they can argue with you, Brandon. And again, I get back to this. It's not about red carpets or kissing in anybody's rear end, but you speak, and it makes such sense, you get 60-plus million views in what now is 5-6 days, and that's just one of your videos. I didn't have time to count up all the others, millions and millions there. Again, we have to keep announcing, we're the winners, people agree with us, it's common sense. The real mark that the average person isn't racist and isn't addled by that and handicapped by obsessing on other people all day, and is an excuse for them not to be successful, be they black or white, we all know losers that do it. The big issue is that we should look at the fact that in the real realm of ideas, you're the Super Bowl winner. In the real area, I mean, by this weekend, you're going to have more views than the Super Bowl did last year. I mean, you know, and you didn't get paid anything for that. That's what's crazy is that what we say is what everybody knows, and then they keep telling us, no, you're the minority of folks that don't want to buy into all this stuff. No, we're the majority, and we're not black, we're not white. We got red blood. We love God. We want justice. We want to live in peace. We want to be able to watch a football game without a bunch of craziness where my kids are going, what is this? I have my kids asking, what did I do? And it's just, and again, I go, they want to put guilt on you so that you follow the government and these globalists. And I said, the people on the field are puppets. And you know, that's a point you've made. They just want to do it to be trendy. And then you learn, imagine the bullying that went on in those games where you've got black players, Hispanic players, white players, and others, and quarterbacks that are getting, you know, physically attacked, you know, not being protected because they did what was right. Imagine the stories we don't know. Imagine what we don't know, Brandon Tatum.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine that. This is just, I mean, then you put in the fact that there's millions and millions of dollars. I could only imagine an owner coming down in the locker room and telling the star quarterback, hey, you need to promote this agenda. You need to say this. You need to say that. You need to act like this or you will not have a job. And I know Colin Kaepernick is a perfect example of the fact that if they don't want to deal with you, they will not hire you. Now, deservedly so for him because he's a distraction. And
they used him to detonate it and threw him away.
Right. It's almost like they're passing out signals. Like, listen, this will happen to you. We are in control here. If we don't want you.
And notice that quarterback said no and put his hand over his heart. So they let him get more sacks than he had the last 3 years previous. In one game.
That's funny. To be honest, like, I couldn't even imagine a person actually doing that. But in this day and age, with this type of bizarre behavior, I cannot disprove that unless I actually, you know, had some facts surrounding it. I wouldn't say that that's not a true statement.
I was about to say, it's not 100% confirmed. We know no sacks of the quarterback last year, and the same offensive line let him get sacked. I mean, I've got the piece here. Since we said it, let's just play it. Did Raiders throw NFL game over anthem? Armstrong and Getty radio show. This is the new report dealing with the game. Here's a clip.
So this is a scandal. If it's true, and we have it on pretty decent authority that it is, this is one hell of a scandal with the NFL. Could ruin the league. What are we talking about? It involves the whole kneeling thing. Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty show.
So I'm quoting from the San Jose Mercury News, talking about what each NFL team did during Sunday's national anthem during these troubled and divided times. The entire offensive line of the Oakland Raiders, the only line in the NFL made up entirely of African-American players, was joined by virtually the entire team in kneeling or sitting during the anthem.
And one of the best offensive lines in the NFL, we understand, which is key to this story.
Oh, yeah, they are amazingly effective. Derek Carr was sacked once last year? It's an amazingly seldom. I mean, they did not let Derek Carr get tackled until he got his leg broken. Anyway, I've studied the photographic evidence. There were a couple of black guys on the team who were not sitting, but virtually the entire team was sitting. Head coach Jack Del Rio was standing. Quarterback Derek Carr standing.
While his offensive line was kneeling.
And the offensive line reportedly had led the whole we're going to sit thing. Football fans may be ahead of us now. The offensive line protects the quarterback. The original plan, by the way, was to stay in the locker room, but the NFL said no because the schedule were kicking off right after the anthem, so you have to go out. So the offensive line said, we're going to sit. So Derek Carr, who was never sacked last year, was sacked four times by the Redskins, back-to-back on the second series, offensive series of the Raiders. The first series, he threw almost immediately an interception. So that series was over before it began. So for the first full series, he was sacked twice, back-to-back plays.
And I had said no sacks. I guess it was one sack. I mean, that to me is pretty obvious. And it just shows the insanity of all this, the people being used by this as this power play on the field. When it's this field and these fans that are literally loving you and you think they hate you. And that's a point you also made, Brandon Tatum.
Well, yeah. Back to the story. I mean, that's definitely something I would have to look into and look at the film. I think it can be verifiable. It can either go one way or the other. We can verify if that's actually true, if we actually had the film, and you can look at blocking schemes, and you can look at stunts and blitzes from the defense, because there is a possibility that they just got their butts kicked, and they gave up sacks because they were getting whipped. And you know what? I won't, unless I see the film, I can't say that it wasn't a scheme, and they didn't let that happen. People in the NFL take steroids and do all kinds of stuff. So I'm not going to say that this is just far beyond the ethical values of a team.
Sure, absolutely.
I find it very hard to believe, but before I take that stretch, I would say I want to look at the film and see if they just get their butts kicked or were they maliciously doing something crazy.
Well, Brandon Tatum, I completely agree.
With my own eyes.
You never took us down a rabbit trail. I did today just because I thought it was so interesting, but we know it's the people pulling the strings that are behind this. And what's it like for you to know that 60 plus million views of one video that you did, and that now you, other than Trump, are like the voice of the American people on this issue?
I think it's funny, but you know what? This is an example, like you said, we're right and they're wrong. It's the bottom line. They use media. They use these big organizations to beat it in our heads that everybody hates Trump, that everybody loves this virtual signaling that's going on. When in reality, I mean, I don't have to say nothing. The views themselves speak for. If we were wrong, and most Americans believe that the NFL was doing the right thing, or they believe that Donald Trump was a bad guy and a racist, if that was true, I wouldn't have got 60 million views on a video that I made in my car in the garage, and Donald Trump wouldn't be president today. I'm just keeping it 100% real. This is not, you know, no one can combat that. And I think that as conservatives, as people who are on our side, I think that we have to start remembering, look, we're winning this game. You know, we're up by 30 points. You know, they're using trick plays and shenanigans, and they're on the sideline cheering, kind of like Hillary Clinton was doing. They're on the sideline cheering, but they're losing.
Exactly. It's all games, man. I tell you, you're my favorite talk show host, even though you're not one yet. I hope to get you to be one at least part time, my friend. You're made for it. The Officer Tatum on Twitter, Brandon Tatum, I love you. Can't wait to give you a hug next week here in studio.
All right, definitely. Thanks for having me on.
I know you got to get on duty, so thank you, sir. He told us he only did 30 minutes, but he did 40 minutes. Thank you so much, Mr. Tatum. Wow, that was powerful. We're going to come back with Doug Hagman, who first broke over a month ago, the Antifa meetings where they're planning violence with his undercovers. That's now confirmed in video on DrudgeReport.com and NewsWars.com and an InfoWars.com story by Paul Watson. I didn't plug last hour. I skipped two breaks. I'm completely out of control. We need money. In fact, I'm our own worst enemy sometimes. We need money to hire more reporters and more people. I need a lot of money. This is very expensive as it is. We have all these enemies. We got the best products, the best water filters, the best air purifiers, the best supplements. Caveman, 50% off. That's going to end soon. The new special, Vitamineral Fusion, 50% off. I'm not going to belabor it. Get 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. It's a great deal. It's great products, but it doesn't matter. Commit. Buy it. It's a donation. We need your support right now because I've been dropping the ball, not plugging, as you've all heard. I mean, I'm just so excited with all these guests and what's happening. It's hard for me to do it. InfoWarsLive.com. We need your support. Thank you.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Move quick because we got to him 15 minutes late. I had to pull him out of a meeting with investigators and lawyers about how they can even use the bombshell stuff they've got. He was the first guy I know, even before the former head of, or current head of Blackwater and XZ came out with the same info about the pedophile rings in New York and the situation with now convicted child pervert, underage pervert, Wiener. And, of course, that's Doug Hagman. But let me just say this about Brandon Tatum. Out of nowhere, 60 million views one video, tens of millions the other videos, and he's just super, when I say articulate, the left's always like, oh, you mean a black guy's articulate, you're being condescending. No, I mean more articulate than me, a lot more. So not patronizing, the opposite, like let people have success. And then he's a listener for years, it's humbling. Because it lets me know, I see that everywhere, where I don't do the best job sometimes, but I'm the first a lot of times to get info out because I'm willing to be attacked, and then people resonate, they research it, and we have victory. So our greatest successes are the talking points, which are based in reality and research. Speaking of that, I'm not going to play it because of time constraints, but Doug Hagman was on, what, the 26th, 25th, we can put it on screen, I forget the exact date, we had it up earlier, and said, my sources around the country, that he sent out and paid for, that's how serious this is, with his investigations group, around the country, said they're getting weapons, they're planning violence, they've got sophisticated folks handling them. That now has all broke a month and 3 days later, exactly as he said, with Louder, with Crowder, InfoWars, other reports, and the police are thankful but aren't even allowed to arrest people. And then the school officials cover it up on these universities. So, Hagman, what you reported over a month ago here is now breaking, and I'm sure you have a lot more info since the month passed.
Alex, and thanks. Yeah, you know, it's going to get even worse. What is taking place? Oh, by the way, in Austin tomorrow, there is a meeting of Refuse Fascism. If I can say this, from 3 to 5 p.m. at Genuine Joe's Coffee House right there in Austin on West Anderson Lane. So if anyone wants to drop by just to see what Refuse Fascism local group Austin is doing, there it is, Genuine Joe's Coffee House. But we're seeing these meetings take, these organizational meetings all over the country. But what's most disturbing here, in addition to, of course, the funding that goes back to Alliance for Global Justice in one case, and of course all of the normal groups, the Soros connected groups, we're seeing some funding that's a degree or two separation away from the Organizing for Action, Obama's group, and I say that with some reservation, but when you start to unwind the money trail here, and that's what we do, is follow the money. We can see where the Organizing for Action is part of this, as well as, in one case, one of the very well-known opposition research groups that provided the DNC and the Democrats information about Donald Trump specifically Donald Trump, is actually sharing some office space with a local Refuse Fascism chapter.
Oh, yeah. We know Soros and Obama are on record funding and protecting it. And the question is, what does Trump do to deal with it, or what do we do?
Well, we've been dealing with local police departments. The federal, under Sessions, it's been very difficult to establish a beachhead where we can give them information with the Sessions Justice Department, which I find very difficult to comprehend. So we've been dealing with the local and state authorities on this, on the ground level. And they've been very receptive, taking our information, because what we're seeing, too, is the training for combat. We're talking about weapons caches. We're talking about
and they're on videos now saying we're going to stab and shoot people.
Very much, yes, yeah, and they're holding webinars too, which is just, it blows my mind. We've been able to infiltrate those, but the meetings themselves are difficult to sometimes really chase after because of the decentralization and the way they've got their planning.
But you first reported over a month ago. You had your guy in one of their meetings.
Yes. Oh, yes. And we've got, and it's gone.
And it wasn't just a bunch of meth-head kids, you were saying. It was sophisticated operatives handling them. That's really because, again, these young people are the cover, I believe. I'm going to ask you about that when we come back, for more sophisticated attacks, which they say is the 100th anniversary of the October surprise. Stay with us.